Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The top three stories on the VFN Torch. If you want to get to the VFN Torch, it's where we carry our conversation deeper. It's where we shine more light and even humor at times, but just more details and resources that you really can't, you know, be able to make available. You can't say, see this on radio, you know.
Right.
Hey, look at this, you know. But if we do say that, we tried to make what we said, look at this, about bring you into that visual observation of it on the Torch, the VFN Torch. So you can get to it at VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch. You know, that we talk about the top three stories that you're looking at on the Torch, you know, every day. We try to bring it up because it's just really cool to see what you're watching, what you're listening to. And also to encourage others that haven't got a chance to see what you've seen. And it's just cool. I'm excited about the number one. I'm very excited, John, about the number one.
Yes.
The number one story on the VFN Torch is the church is an organism, not an organization.
Wow, that's number one.
Wonderful.
That's number one. Is that not cool?
Wow.
And we just began. That was a day that we just barely began to talk about. We have so much to say about that. As a matter of fact, that you want to check it out, but realize that we are the body of Christ. I mean, that once we start thinking about the outside of the cup, once we start thinking about our flesh and thinking about, you know, where we're going to meet in and what we're going to do, and we've taken on things like Robert's Rules of Orders, and the only one that really knows that are the ones that are trying to control the church, because most people don't even know what, you know, they're going every day. They don't think about board meetings and Robert's Rules of Order and all that. And it's a way that you can politically take over the church. It's a way you can step outside the prophet or the apostle that God's laying things down. And it's good to have order, but God has an order. We don't need men's methodologies for order.
So
you know
true.
What I'm saying? But if we're in a, you know, a secular meeting, a meeting for your business or whatever, it's kind of good to be able to have that, or a leadership meeting in your city. But when it comes to God's people, I think we need to change that and go back to God's way of doing things. But it's a number one story. The church is an organism which is living and breathing and growing and just, you know, it's the body of Christ. Whatever you do, the least of these, you do it to me, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's not an organization. It's not a board of directors. It's not, you know, Robert's Rules of Order. It's not a building. It's not, you know, these different things that we come up with in our own knowledge to be able to help God's people. We got to make sure that we don't turn the very thing that we established to help somebody into God, into doctrine.
All right.
And just say, you know, we just want to have enough government, enough of the structure, enough of the structure so that if God was to back up from it, it would fall all apart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not enough that if God was to leave, you can still go for another 50 years.
Right.
It's happening in different places. You know, number two on the VFN Torch, the stories that you're reading, is the teen that was arrested for the fatal shooting where, John, you were telling us about this story. You remember that? In New York?
Yes. Apparently there was a basketball tournament that was going on. And after the basketball tournament, some teens broke out in a gunfire, and a young baby, like a 4-year-old child, was actually shot and killed.
By 17-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, by 17-year-old. Yeah. It was really very, very tragic.
It is
very,
horrific.
Very tragic. Mm-hmm. And so I know that a lot of people have been praying for it. People have contacted me about that. And
as you can see, it's a number two story that you're reading on the VFN Torch. You can see Lloyd Morgan was the young 4-year-old. Boy that was shot. It's just tragic. It's so tragic. And it's tragic because a 17-year-old boy, you know, in the middle of playing, you know, ball, this all ended up this way. And, you know, many people are killed in the crossfire of life and die every day. And it's like, we got to stop. We got to get a right viewpoint of that. And I believe our Constitution has a good viewpoint of that. And you can find out more about that on the VFN Torch. And go to, just search for the Second Amendment, you know, and understanding that you know, people will quit pulling their guns out when the good guy, they know the good guy's got one too.
Right.
That's right.
Unless they're saying, you know, I just want my life to end right now.
All right.
It's amazing what a little sign did in the hurricane. If you loot, we'll shoot. It's amazing.
If you lose, we shoot. Calm.
Isn't it amazing how calm the neighborhoods got? I mean, you remember that? It was like 20 mobs of people just walking through the neighborhoods at night. It's when people know that you're exercising your Second Amendment, it's just kind of, everyone begins to chill out in a way.
And that's the purpose of the Second Amendment, is to be able to protect, but also to protect the government and your freedom and all. The third story on the VFN Torch is 10 surprising facts that you might not know about Google. Yeah, it was very interesting. I don't think I knew all. I don't know many of them. I knew one of them, you know.
Yeah. But that was enough. Yeah,
that's all I need to know.
You know. But
get it. Thanks.
But you think about it, you know. I remember I was talking to a technical support with Apple. I was having an issue with Pat's iPhone. I was having an issue with an iPhone. And trying to figure out what was wrong with it. And so I'm talking to tech support, which is not one of my favorite things to do.
It's not?
No. I you know, I'm always up front. And when I first talked to them, I said, listen, this has nothing to do with you.
Oh, it's...
I'm already...
Are you warming them up? Get ready. Here it comes.
Yeah, I'm already... I just want to tell you, you know, you're probably a good person. And I have nothing against you whatsoever. But I want to let you know, I'm already upset. I'm sorry for it, but it's not my thing to do, to be able to talk to you about something I didn't understand in the first place, and now I'm trying to figure it out and talk to it about you. I mean, it's just a really rough thing. So I'm just thankful that Pat is I just normally now just go, hear me, please fix my technical thing, you know. And he's so good at it. Yeah, God taught him everything he knows, right?
Right.
Before
I start the conversation, my name is Greg Lancaster.
Oh no, you so no, you better not, dude.
No, I don't. No,
think about it. That in the context of that, I just really rough thing for me to do, to be able to talk about technical service. Anyway, so I'm talking to about technical service, and I'm looking at my iPhone, and I realized their logo is an apple with a bite out of it. I'm like, oh my goodness. So I told her, I said, I found out what was wrong with your product, you know.
All right.
And it's a really good product. I mean, iPhone is amazing what you can do with an iPhone.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my goodness, it's got a bite out of the apple, like the tree of knowledge of good and evil, like all this stuff. Like, oh my goodness, is this it? Oh my goodness. And then I got off and continued to use my iPhone trying to figure out, you know. And it's like, oh, it's a bite of the apple. Well, the first one of the first logos, doodles, you know, for
Google
was a stick man. It was a stick man behind the Google. They call it a doodle, you know, they have it there. Mm-hmm. And in that, it was a stick man, but the stick man represented the Burning Man. And the Burning Man is a festival that happens in Nevada where pagans go out and they dance around and burn this figure, this big giant stick man that looks like a man, and burns it around and dances around it. And it's like, Oh my goodness, Lord. And that's, you know, that's one of the things we talk about on VFN Radio. We want to get God's wisdom. How do we respond at a time like this when prophecy is being fulfilled? You know, what do we do? Do we do this? Do we do that? We have to ask ourselves and seek God's wisdom for how to respond at a time like this. And the third story is, you know, it talks about what Google is. Google is a misspelling of a word that represents, you know, one with a whole bunch of zeros after it, which is logarithms. Everything is O's and ones, by the way, on the in computer language.
That's amazing.
Isn't it? It's totally. Yeah. I remember that part. I think that's the only part I remember of my math class at college, you know. Like, oh my goodness, a zero and a one. I didn't understand it, but I was pretty amazed it was logarithms. Right. But that's the top three stories on the VFN Torch. Make sure you get that, and you can subscribe to it as well. And it'll be in your email every single day, any updates that are taking place right there. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.